Into the Light Ministries is proud to present Your Alarm Call with Reverend Ron Vernier. Now we ask you to sit back and open your mind and your spirit to what God has to say to you on Your Alarm Call.
Thank God. Praise the Lord. You know, it's good to be back with you today, and I thank God that you're back here with us today. I thank God that you joined with us today. You know, over the last couple of weeks, in my time of prayer and in my time of seeking the Lord, the same thing has come to me again and again and again, and that is the last hours of time. And I can hear most of you saying, well, isn't that a surprise? That's all he ever talks about anyway. But it is truly the thing that is on the heart of God today. For those of you that are praying and are seeking God, I know that there's only a remnant that's going to be saved. Right now, I believe the last statistic said that 85% of the United States claims to believe in God. But yet the very God that they claim to believe in says that only a remnant is going to be saved. The remnant is not 85%. Now, in fact, it's more than 85% that are going to be lost, because the remnant is going to be less than what's left over. And I know that for many, many reasons, one mainly being the Word of God, and two being the email I receive. I receive email from people that have been in churches all their life, and we're talking adults, we're talking grown people who are asking questions, thank God. They're asking questions, but these questions should have been answered the first couple of weeks that they were in the church. And they're just now getting around to understanding some of these things. And I personally believe, that it's because God, by His Spirit, is moving upon the hearts of people, as He did with the Bereans, and He's bringing them to a place of truth. For He has called ourselves, and I know thousands of other ministers and men and women of God, to go to the highways and to go to the byways and to invite them in. Now remember, in the beginning the Lord said, go for ye into all nations, teaching them all things that I have commanded thee. You know, in the end days, for the latter rain, the word of God is to go forth into the highways and into the byways and invite them in. Not that we don't have any teaching, don't get me wrong. But there's no longer an emphasis on the teaching. Now there is an emphasis on getting them in, on bringing them into salvation, on explaining to them who the Lord Jesus Christ is, on the price that was paid, on their own salvation, explaining to them the time that we live in, explaining to them why this very day, before I came down to film, that they upped the alert in the United States, this alert we have for terrorism. They just upped it to the next higher level, whatever that is. And I'm not exactly sure what it is we're expecting or why the level went up, because it hadn't said so by the time I left. But there is a reason in the Word of God why all of this is happening. There is a reason in the Word of God why the majority of the countries in the world hate the United States. It's all there. That's all you've got to do is look at it. And it doesn't take that amount of time. For those of you that have your Bibles, and we've already discussed this issue 1,000 times, I won't go into it again, about those who don't have any Bibles. You don't write me. But if you do have one and you're not using it, you are a fool. F-O-O-L, you are a fool. Because if you believe me, or if you believe any man and or woman of God who claims to speak for the Lord, if you believe it without reading it and without checking the verse before it and behind it, you're crazy. Don't believe anyone. That's why Jim Jones had 900 dead people laying out there. That's why David Koresh had them believing he was God. On and on and on. They didn't read the Word of God. They didn't check it out. Now is an hour when God is calling us into holiness and repentance. Now is an hour when the wrath of God is coming upon His house, His church, His people. That's not the devil doing it. It's God who's doing it. I get a kick out of this. I seen one just the other day. A tornado went through town, and when it came through, the funnel clown set down. The only place in town it set down on was in Assemblies of God Church. The only place it touched. Lifted up that Assemblies of God Church, and it seems like nobody knows where it went. The whole church, it was on a time when nobody was using it, which today is almost any time. But the whole church disappeared. Nobody seems to know where it went. And they're saying, well, the devil did that. Well, you know what? My Bible says when that cloud comes down out of heaven, when that lightning comes down out of heaven, when that problem comes down heaven, is it not the Lord thy God that sent it upon thee? Read it. It's God who sent it. Why did God choose to rip up? The only thing in town that he hurt was his own church. Or the building, the place that bears its name. People just don't seem to grasp the difference between what God says and what men say. Now, let's get into what God says about today, because this is what it's all about, what God is saying today, what the word of the Lord is today. And I'd like to start in 1 Timothy in chapter 4 and verse 1. Now I'm going to go rather quickly because I have a great deal to say to you, and it's extremely important that you hear it. It's so important that your very salvation hangs in the balance. Your very salvation hangs in the balance. Where you're going to spend eternity. Now, in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 4 in verse 1. Now the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit of God, speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that's today, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believeth and know the truth. Now we could go on, but you know, God absolutely identifies a church. He identifies some people. God, hear me. God is speaking to His church, speaking to His people. He is not speaking to the unsaved, not speaking to the drunkards, not speaking to the prostitutes, not speaking to the crack addicts. He loves them. I go to a meeting, I'd rather have 1,000 drunkards than 2 religious people. And there's a reason for that, because those unsaved people will listen to you. The religious ones, they know it all. Now, let's go to 2 Timothy. You just jump over for a second here. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3. Did we already cover that? Yeah, forbidding to marry and commanding. Okay. And then, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy. I want to go to 2 Timothy 4 and 3. 2 Timothy 4 and 3. You got to excuse me, I'm getting old. 2 Timothy 4. I still don't have what I want here. I'll get it here eventually. Oh, well. Let's just go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Excuse me for the error, it's my fault. I'm the one that made the mistake. But I'll make up for it because I'll read very quickly. Okay? Now, 2 Timothy in chapter 3. The Word of God says, this know also that in the last days, remember I've told you many times, we're no longer looking for the last days, we're looking at the last days. These are the last days. We're living the last days. The prophecies, the Word that God gave us has been fulfilled. There's nothing left, folks. It's over with. The ship is docked. Notice also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. If you don't know what perilous times means, this is important. Please go to your Greek or Hebrew or send for my book, The Price of Revival. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. We don't charge for anything ever. We don't take any offerings. We don't ask anybody for any money. We're not going to ask you to come to our church. We don't have one. I'm not going to put you on a mailing list because we don't have one of those either. So you don't have to worry about it. Just send for the book and it will open your eyes to some things. But anyway, God said, men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be greedy, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Without natural affection, oh Lord, I wish I had the time to go into this. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They hate those that are good, that are holy, that walk with God. In Isaiah, the word of the Lord said, and get off this and quit or stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. It's all right to talk about God. It's all right to talk about nice, pleasant things, but get off of this holy stuff. We don't want to hear any more about the Holy One of Israel. Be thou holy, the Word of God says, as I am. For no one shall see the Lord without holiness. You need to understand that. And where were we? They are in traitors in verse 4. Lovers. Traitors. They are heady. They are high-minded. They are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, and from such turn away. Please hear me again. Verse 5. They have a form of godliness. How many drunkards do you know that have a form of godliness? How many crack addicts do you know have a form of godliness? How many prostitutes do you know that have a form of godliness? These are religious people sitting in a church right now. This is the people that are called by his name he's talking to. What, I would do anything, God tattoo it on my head, my eyes, anything that I somehow could get this across to the people. For the word of the Lord said that they will come to him in the last days. Literally millions are going to come to Christ. And he's going to say, away from me, I never knew you. And they're going to be awestruck. I mean, just totally awestruck. Oh my God! Me? You must be mistaken, Lord. Don't you remember all the miracles we did in your name? The prophecies we made in your name? We fed the hungry in your name? We went to the hospital in your name? That one Sunday when we didn't have anything to do anyway and the ball game was canceled, we did this in your name? You must be mistaken. God says, away from me, for I never knew you. We're talking better than 85% of the people. They honestly, absolutely, totally, fully, with everything within them. Excuse me. They believe right now, totally, that they're saved. Are you one of them? You totally, absolutely, without reservation, believe that you're saved? Has somebody, your pastor, some visiting evangelist, somebody, radio, television, talk you in to believing you're saved? Over 85%, 90, 95%, I don't know what it's going to be, are going to be astonished or awestruck. They believe it. They believe it with everything within them. But if they die in a car accident today, if their house burns down tonight, if they have a heart attack today, they have a brain aneurysm today, That's their rapture. It's over with. They stand before Jesus, away from me. I never knew you. They will not know, but why? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. What is the power of godliness? It's the Holy Spirit. Remember the story of the virgins. Some had lamps with oil in them, some didn't. Oil represents the Holy Spirit, but I haven't got time to get into that either, and boy, would I love to. But verse 6, for of this sort they are which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. They are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And God says something that is so powerful here. And you've got to read it, and you've got to go through it, and I don't have the time to go through everything today. But God says, from such turn away, have nothing to do with them. From such turn away, have nothing to do with them. Do not fellowship with them, have nothing to do with them. Now, I know your Bible is different. In your Bible, it says, turn away from them unless. You've got that big word, unless. Unless they are your parents, unless they are your family, unless they are your friends who just once in a while tell the little off-color jokes, unless they are the people you grew up with, unless, you know, and it goes on and on and on. There's no unless in my Bible, and there's none in yours. Turn away, lest you be deceived. Their darkness will rub off on you. Your light will not rub off on them. If you're not there at the direction of the Holy Spirit, if you're not there for ministry to them, then you're not supposed to be there. God has not called you to be there. If you would go over, you just have to look over the other page. Again, in 2 Timothy, and excuse me here. I was going to give you the exact scripture, but anyway, I'll settle for 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. But it said, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's talking about you. That's talking about you being deceived. The word wax worse means by degrees. It means very, very slowly. In fact, so slowly you barely notice it. It comes on very, very slowly, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And the point of it, the reason for it, is that you are totally deceived. And eventually you will be, because you, even though God told you not to hang around there, God told you to have nothing to do with these people, yet you're still there, you're still doing exactly what the Lord told you not to do. And that is what brings you to the trouble. Believe it or not, now I can finally get around to what I want to talk to you, what I want to talk to you about. And I am really running late. I must change this show to about 4 hours so at least I can get on what I want to. The other day I was in the bookstore. Now, I'm not going to have time this morning to read you every scripture I want to, because there's like 50 of them. And I've told you before, always make sure it's consistent from one end of it all the way to the other. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:20, I believe. Go, make sure That the Word of God I'm giving you is consistent throughout the Word, that I'm not taking it out of context. But anyway, the other day I went down to a religious bookstore. I needed to pick up a particular study book. And I have not been in a religious bookstore for many years. And as I shopped in there for a few moments and as I looked around, I remembered why I hadn't been in a religious bookstore for many years. Because I hate to put it this bluntly, but I almost puked. It was that bad to be in that place. I couldn't believe how bad it was. There was row after row after row of books on how to feel better, on how to change your self-image. But this is the row that got me. This is the row that the people were lined up at. This is the row where the people were buying the books as fast as they could buy them. And I walked over to that row and I thought, I really am curious what these are about. And sure enough, here's all of these books that are I'll give you some of the names, you already know the authors, but it is your highway to heaven if you have missed the rapture. It is how to get to heaven if you have missed God when He came for His saints in the rapture. And they go by many, many different names. But literally everybody out there has got a book out on this subject, and every single one of them is contrary, 100 totally percent contrary to the Word of God. Every one of them is contrary to the Word of God because they all go back to this, and this is what you need to hear. Please hear this. In Hebrews 3 in chapter 7, go home and read it. If you're in the car or whatever, a hotel room, when you get the chance, read this. This is imperative. Your salvation hangs on this. It's so important. It said, today, if the Holy Spirit speaks, today, not tomorrow, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of the testing in the desert, where your fathers tested me and they tried me and for 40 years saw what I did. Has God not allowed the church to test Him and to try Him for all of these years? And yet God has been saving up His wrath and just now beginning to pour out on the church what it so justly deserves. But yet God held back His anger that some of them might change, but they didn't. And I have to go very quickly here. God opened up the ground, and the ground swallowed them up. And God says that that is going to happen again. It's going to happen again in the last times, because people refuse to believe the Lord. And this is why it is going to happen. Now, this is when we get into once saved, always saved, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the most damnable doctrine to ever come out of hell that I've ever heard of. But Hebrews chapter 6 says this, beginning at verse 4, it is impossible, remember the word impossible, it is impossible, God says, for those who have been enlightened, not the drunks and the prostitutes, those who have been enlightened, those who have been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, they've shared in the Holy Spirit, they've tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age. If they fall away, it is impossible for them to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again. The Scripture goes on to say that there is nothing left. There is nothing left, brothers and sisters, but a fearful expectation of the raging fires of hell. There's nothing left but hell. If right now, in literally the epitome of His mercy, God is calling you and speaking to you, and you see the miracles, you hear the prophecies, you see what God is doing, and you refuse to turn to the Lord now, do you honestly believe, as I heard a couple of young men in the bookstore, do you honestly believe that after Jesus comes and pulls His people out, you're going to say to yourself, you know, Maybe they were right. Maybe we did need to have some holiness and repentance in our life. Maybe we should have changed. Ain't gonna work, folks. If you've already had the gospel ministered to you, if you've had it ministered to you, you understood the word, you understood what it was about, you understood that Jesus was your Savior, and you refused Him then, you ain't taking them now. It's too late. It's over with. It's bye-bye time. They're gone. You're staying. And I cannot imagine a more horrible thing than to be upon this earth after the rest of them are taken, knowing that Jesus is never coming back, that you're stuck with it forever. I can't imagine that. I truly can't. That sends shivers up and down my spine. And when I at night is when I do most of my study and most of my work, and when I sit down and I pray and I begin to seek the Lord on this, I can tell you it's not an hour into it and the tears are coming out of my eyes. I can hardly read anymore for the tears coming out of my eyes, because I can feel the broken heart of God who has called and invited those that have been invited to the wedding feast, and the word says they have refused. No, I can't come. I got a business to take care of, a daughter to get through college. I got this, I got that. It's dangerous over there, on and on and on. They got all kinds of excuses. But in the back of their mind, they're thinking, if I miss it, if Jesus comes, that's okay. All I got to do is go buy so-and-so's book on the way of escape after the rapture, and then I'll have it made. I'll know just what to do. Oh, I'll have to go through some suffering, but be nothing compared to going to hell. You'll never know, because you will be going to hell. I guarantee you, you will be going to hell. I'm going to ask you to do something for me right now, because we're running out of time. Please, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, don't let anybody who can hear my voice today, please, do not let them be lost. Father God, by your Holy Spirit, minister to them deeply that now, today, right now is the time and the day to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now is the time of change. Now is the time to turn and say, Lord, I've sinned and I'm sorry. Lord, I've been stupid. Lord, I've done all these things and I just ask you to forgive me. Now, right now is the time. And if you do it right now, and if you're sincere, Jesus just forgave you. You're totally forgiven. If you're real, Jesus forgave you. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we ask you to tune in again next time to the Alarm Call. Remember, if you would like to contact us for prayer requests, or if you just need someone to talk to, you can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. You can also send us traditional mail at Post Office Box 1523 in Hollister, Missouri, 65673. Please have a wonderful day, and may God be with you in all that you do.